Good morning. It is 7:20. This is the Westside Morning Report. I'm Dave Bourne. We have more news, traffic, and weather headed your way at the bottom of the hour. But it's the first week of the month, and that means it's time to talk with Bill Roller at BR Capital about everything that's going on with your money and, well, stuff of money around the world, basically. Good morning, Bill.
Money never sleeps, and I was up early. The sun is shining somewhere, just, waiting for it to come up over the horizon.
Yes, it's always shining, as you said. That's funny. That's true, too, as we as the world never stops spinning. So what's happening and trending right now in the money world?
Well, markets are kind of on hold right now. They're waiting to see about the tax package that's coming through the House that just kind of recently got announced, being worked by President Trump. It's supposed to be called the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and it'll be keeps the top rate at 39.6, but it lowers the income threshold for married couples. Got a few other bells and whistles, but looks like it might actually get through Congress.
Now, you'd be the guy to ask on this one. In this tax break thing, they're saying that it's going to affect the middle class more and give a whole bunch of tax breaks to the rich. True or not?
Well, you got to define what you mean by that, because when people say more to the rich on a percentage basis,
breaks for the rich is what they're saying.
Yeah, it may be higher or it may be lower. The total, given the rich have total dollar amounts moving around, anything you do is going to mean something more for the rich just because of the numbers.
Right.
Whether that's on a percentage basis, that remains to be seen. Certainly tax policy from a percentage basis has been a transfer of wealth really from the rich to the poor. From the rich and the middle class to the poor. That with things like the earned income credit. Now that's kind of reversing. So, there's no free money in finance, so it has to come from somewhere.
Okay. So in this tax break that they're talking about, will the middle income, define the middle income, first of all?
Middle income these days starts to mean $90,000 for a
That's middle couple. Income?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Guess I'm not there yet.
Keep on talking.
Right? Yeah. All right. So in the middle income, they're supposed to get how much more money in their paychecks?
I don't know.
You haven't investigated that yet?
I haven't had a complete breakdown yet. And that's kind of a moving target also. So
yeah, that's true. They really haven't defined it. I'd like to see that. That would make more sense to me anyway.
That's such a moving target, and everybody's tax situation is somewhat different, mainly because the tax code is so convoluted, and how people take advantage of it are always strange. Remember, no matter what happens, the rich are going to benefit because they can avoid better lawyers and CPAs. So,
well, that just reminded me that I need to call my CPA lady and at Liberty Tax and see if she can answer that question for us.
That'd be an interesting to know.
Yeah, and I'll pass it on to you, of course. So here's another question. Is the oil, is it recovering from the two hurricanes? I mean, geez.
Well, it seems to be. Stuff is coming back online. Oil prices, though, are dropping. OPEC is still in kind of a bad way, which is a good thing for the rest of us, where they haven't really been able to make their production cuts stick. More Iranian oil is still on the market, even though there is the threat of sanctions being reimposed through the leadership of President Trump, but not seeing huge run-ups in oil yet.
So have they made the switch now to the winter blends?
They should be doing that here in about another 2 weeks or so from what I saw.
Okay. So that's why I'm still getting pretty good gas mileage.
Oh, that's right. helped by ethanol.
It helps that I had, took a little lead out of the foot, too. Anyway, all right, let's go around the world now. How's the money situation? Who's looking a little unstable? Who's stabilized? And even Greece. We still talk about that.
Yeah, Greece is off the headlines, but still looking a little, a little better. But you still have the issue of the pigs. Portugal, Italy, Greece, having trouble, long term. If you follow the Catalan independence movement in Spain, I mean, that's just basically a reflection that the money has run out in Spain, so they're kind of trying to break out.
The money's run out in Spain?
Yeah. I mean, any kind of independence movement, really any kind of the whole thing about Britain leaving the European Union, it basically means the money has run out somewhere. So people are going to go out, the countries are going to go out and try, or regions are going to go out and try and make it on their own.
Wow.
Because central governments are getting to be too expensive, sucking up too much tax dollars and not offering enough benefits for their citizens in return.
And then we're kind of like on the opposite. We offer too many benefits and tax everybody to death.
Well, that's right. You know, you have to remember that post-World War II, I mean, you know, a lot of reasons that the political differences or why there was such unanimity in terms of politics in the U.S. was because there was so much money floating around.
Yeah.
You know, we were making so much money off of post-war Europe and everything else, and when you got lots of cash flowing in, that you can paper over your differences with dollars.
And hand it out to everybody for free.
Exactly right.
Yeah. No such thing as a free lunch. They need to teach that again. I'm just saying. All right. In the last minute that we have here, let's go around the world and tell me about what the best stocks, bonds, what's hot, what's not.
Well, certainly tech is taking a little bit of a breather here in the U.S., but it's still looking pretty good. Actually, Intel had pretty good earnings announced just a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the chip makers are looking very strong, the Applied Materials in the U.S. The resource stocks, you know, like oil, gold, commodities type stocks aren't looking as strong. A lot of that's due to China is still kind of having some problems. So the giant commodities boom there is over.
Mm.
Europe is looking good kind of from a value basis. You know, kind of the sleeper in the whole thing is India. They speak good English and they've got lots of potential and they're very well educated workforce.
Right. All right. Well, Mr. Bill Roller, how can people get a hold of you if they would like to talk finances?
As always, give us a call, 800-562-7096, or on the web, brcapitalinc.com.
Well, keep up the good work and keep that investigative financial reporting going. It's awesome.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. It is 728. This is the Westside Morning Report. We'll have more news, traffic, and weather coming up in 2 minutes here on KUIK.